ministry is about sharing the gospel on the way to heaven. And according to Romans chapter 10, verse 13, Jeff, it says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent?" Today, I present to this body the name of Michael Jeffrey Starr and his wife Miranda, individuals who have sensed the call of God in their life as they've journeyed together. My first acquaintance with Jeff and Miranda was just a few years ago. We needed a teacher for Parkersburg. I'll never forget it. Sort of amusing. They arrived in their U-Haul when we were unloading their van into a house. I don't know for sure just exactly the hour, but on their way here to Mountain View, Miranda received a phone call from her doctor, I believe, and said, "Guess what, Miranda? You are with child." And so we had to think, how are we going to do this with a new baby and a teacher, which we had invited Miranda to do that. And Jeff, we were just sort of in the package deal with Miranda, you know, that kind of thing. And so anyway, when we found that out, we thought, well, that probably won't work if she's a new mommy and in the classroom. And so we had to make a decision. And I'm glad, really, that we did. You can read the story of Miranda and Jeff as they made their journey together. It's interesting that Jeff started out in Michigan and met Miranda at Southern University. Folks, this testifies to the importance of Christian education. We needed to support it, okay? That's where our young people find their life partner so often. We want to thank their parents for their dedication to seeing that they received a Christian education. And today, I'm sure that you are busting at the seams with pride, because it's wonderful to see your children commit their lives to God, and in this particular case, to the pastoral ministry. The heart of a missionary came early in their life, as when they were in school, they attended and were involved in many mission outreach programs. Jeff came and pastored in several districts, as you can read, and 2009, we asked him if he would like to go to the seminary, and we sent him to the seminary. For 2 years, he's returned. He's pastoring the Ripley District and being the youth director for our conference and doing a wonderful job. And so I present to you the name of Mr. and Mrs. Jeff Starr. Their name has been approved by the Mountain View Conference Executive Committee and was recommended to the Columbia Union Executive Committee for approval, and we have thus gained their stamp of approval. And so this occasion today comes with the mark of approval of God's church. And so today, Jeff and Miranda, God bless you as you are ordained to the gospel ministry. I would like to invite Jeff and Miranda, if you'll just kick those chairs out of the road. Yeah. And I'm going to invite those on the platform if they'll make a circle around Jeff and Miranda as Elder Ken Cox gives the ordination prayer. Children, yes, if Benjamin and Katie could come and join Mom and Dad. Let us kneel together.
Heavenly Father, we have come to consecrate to you the family of Jeff and Miranda. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit will rest upon them. You know the stress and the strain that there is in the gospel ministry. And so we just pray that you'll hover about them, draw close to them. Pray especially for their two children. Wrap them in your arms of love, Lord. May they have your protection and your care. You've called Jeff to that of the gospel ministry. Lord, you've asked him to feed your sheep. May he understand this is sheep of all shades, of all kinds, that there's some old budding rams around and some old Henri ewes, but they're still sheep. Give him wisdom. Give him understanding that he may minister to them. You've also said, Lord, feed my lambs. And so we ask that you'll give them both, Miranda and Jeff, great hearts of love, that they may be able to take your lambs, minister to them, draw them close to you. Bless them in a special way, Lord. And then also, Lord, you've said to him, preach the word. So, Lord, give him wisdom. Give him understanding. Give him your spirit in a special way, that as he speaks, men and women will be drawn to you. May he seek you in all that he does. We pray that you would bless him, that as he ministers, that he'll minister to the sick, to the poor, to the downtrodden, and that when he's faced with situations that he doesn't know what to do, may he fall upon the rock and find strength, find power to rise up and to minister to them. Give us, Lord, a double portion of your spirit. May our hearts be open. May they be receptive to you. And we pray that their lives and their ministry will be a blessing to the people that they come into contact with, and that as they minister and preach the word, there will be many souls in the kingdom of heaven as we ordain them to the gospel ministry. We pray that your blessing will rest upon them. For this we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
You to stay standing, Jeff, Miranda. It's my privilege in a big way to be a part of your service today to present to you the charge. You know, it's said that everybody needs a rich uncle. I'm an uncle here, you know, with Miranda. You know, her brother and I have been around for a long time. But he's ahead of me by a number of years. But everybody needs a rich uncle. But the thing is, I'm not a rich uncle today. I'm a proud uncle, and I want to follow the words of the great apostle who said, "Silver and gold have I none, but what I have I give to you." And that is a charge to be faithful in the ministry that God has called you to. And it's interesting. We meet again on a journey. We've met before in significant moments. We go back 9 years ago, next month. I had the privilege of tying the knot that is still strong. And I'm glad to see that. The knot's producing wonderful fruit, too. But, you know, and maybe more can come along. We don't know just how much time you need to be teaching. But anyway, the important thing is that I think back also 8 years ago when I sat in your apartment at Southern talking about the call to ministry. And now we are here today at this very important moment when we acknowledge what God has already done in your heart. And let us all be reminded at this moment today that we are simply following what God has already done. We are simply recognizing that He has already placed the call. And remember in John 15, 16, Jesus said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, that you might go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit would remain." So God has done the call a long time ago. We simply do the recognizing. Let me be reminded today that God has done the preparation, where He said in Jeremiah, He says, "Before you were born, I knew you. Before you were in the womb, I knew you." He already did the preparing a long time ago. So simply what we do today for both of you is we as a church recognize that God has called you. Amen. And so now let me turn to those passages of Scripture that are most prominent at this time. That's from Paul to Timothy. You know them well, but they should always be meaningful to all of us as pastors, and especially as you as a pastoral couple. I read them to both of you because you're a team. You're one together in ministry. Be diligent. In 2 Timothy 2:15, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And then he also says in chapter 4, the same epistle, "I charge you therefore," here it is, "I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom, preach the word." Amen. "Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching." And finally, he says in verse 5, "But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry." The words of Apostle Paul, the words of Uncle Dave. Number one, Keep close to Jesus. No matter whatever you do, I charge you to stay close to the Master. He's the one who called you. If you stay close to Him, you will follow the convictions that He will place upon your heart. And at the end of the road, when you have to stand before God, you will say, God, I followed my conscience. That you must do. Secondly, allow time. Allow time to be with your family. Thirdly, make sure you always have the smell of the sheep upon you. And what I mean by that is stay close to the people and preach the everlasting good news that Jesus Christ is coming soon. And then you'll be able to say, like Apostle Paul in verse 7, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, not only to me, but all who love His appearing. I charge you with these words of Scripture.
Amen. I'm close. Welcome to the gospel ministry, Jeff. And Miranda. God bless you. On behalf of all the Mountain View family, we're glad you're here and welcome. Today is a high day, laying on of hands, being ordained, and preach the word as it's been charged. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And as you go about your journey, as Elder Wagley has said, there isn't any better friend than Jesus. And so as you journey, just know that there's others who have gone before and are walking with you day by day in your work. And God bless you as you continue to let your light shine in your part of ministry.
Please remain standing. A moment ago, Larry touched me on the shoulder. I thought he was trying to tell me to sit down. And now he's giving me more time, so look out. Now I can really preach.
That's right.
Here I have in my hand, and I am to present your credential. Here is a signed document acknowledging what we have just done before heaven and earth. It is basically a certificate of ordination, and you'll have a smaller version you'll carry in your wallet that you'll be able to present to hospitals and prisons, and then most importantly, to your church when you show up to preach. Amen. That you are certified by the conference that is certified by the Seventh-day Adventist Church. But let me read this to you. Certificate of Ordination. This certifies that M. Jeffrey E. Starr, having given satisfactory evidence of the call to and preparation for the sacred work of gospel ministry, was ordained at Valley Vista Adventist Camp on the 22nd day of June in the year of our Lord, 2013, and is duly authorized under the provision of the Seventh-day Adventist Church to perform all of the functions of the ministerial office. And may I say this, it doesn't say it here, but it's well understood, in every part of this globe until Jesus does come. This is issued by the Mountain View Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, signed Elder Larry Bogus, President, Secretary, Victor Zill, and a bunch of preachers that you'll always remember was at your ordination, as I remember happened to me 31 years ago this year. God bless you, and may I present these wonderful credentials. We're so happy for you, and may you be faithful as God's servants until Jesus comes.
I think it's very fitting to recognize that this is a recognition of the World Church, and we are honored today to have our division president here. And I would like to ask Elder Jackson if you would extend the right hand of fellowship and welcome this new ordained minister into the gospel ministry at this time. And then I'd like to invite the rest who are on the platform to extend that right hand of fellowship. And if the fellow pastors that are here, if you would come to this side, let's come to this side and come around and extend your right hand of fellowship to your colleague at this time. God is awesome. Amen. God is awesome. Amen. Only God could take a kid that couldn't stand in front of one person and speak and turn him into a preacher. I know by the power of God only that I can stand before you today and say anything because it's by the power of God. And I praise God every day for my wife who encourages me. I praise God every day that he called me to ministry. Because that's how he's saving me. Amen. I have two scriptures. Colossians 3. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. And Elder Jackson, I thank you for your message. And Elder Wegley, I thank you for your charge. And I don't take either lightly. And Elder Boga said, I have as much time as I need. Amen. So I'm going to read my favorite sermon. Is that okay? You think I'm joking? And the scroll of prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, is on you. Because he has anointed us to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent us to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of our Lord's favor." And he sat down. Favorite sermon right there. It's the apex of ministry, in my opinion, to preach liberty to the captives. Those who are oppressed, not pass by, but care for. Elder Jackson, you mentioned Matthew 25. And all week, our theme in the youth has been Matthew 25, whatever you've done to the least of these. And I challenge myself and I challenge you to ministry to those who are least, because it's to Jesus. Amen. Amen.